Hello and welcome to Recovering Catholic. To my regular listeners, thank you for your patience during my hiatus. I haven't broadcast in a while, but I am back. And let me just wish everyone a happy Lent. Today is Ash Wednesday, and hopefully everyone listening had the chance to partake in Ash Wednesday. If not, there is always next year. Today's podcast is going to be all about Lent. When I was a kid, I used to hate Lent. I just thought, oh, here comes Lent, no meat on Fridays, giving something up. It just seemed long and arduous, if you will. But last year, I really got into Lent for the first time ever. I hadn't been to confession in 15 years. And I felt the calling to come back and to really focus myself and to deepen my faith in my Catholic heritage. And so I went to Ash Wednesday last year, Ash Wednesday Mass, and the Friday after, 2 days after Ash Wednesday, I went to confession, and it changed my life dramatically. So what I want to share with you is what going back to confession is all about, because most of the Catholics I know that grew up in the faith haven't been to confession in a long time, don't understand confession. It really gives you the opportunity to have a clean slate. I have a previous podcast on confession, which I recommend. Obviously, I'm a little biased on that, but give it a chance if you're interested in going to confession. I talk a little bit about what you need to do to go to confession, and when you're in at confession, what you need to do while you're there. Needless to say, after I went to confession, my penance, part of my penance was to stay. Actually, the priest asked me if I was going to stay for the Stations of the Cross. And I said that I could do that. And he said, okay, for your penance, stay and participate in the Stations of the Cross. And that was the first Friday of Lent. A lot of Catholic churches do Stations of the Cross every Friday. And that is what I ended up doing, was doing the Stations of the Cross every Friday during Lent. And it was a tremendous way to deepen my faith. A lot of part-time Catholics that I know give something up for Lent, but then don't go to church on Sundays during Lent. So it's kind of halfway doing the Lenten experience. So what I recommend is giving something up, which is traditional during Lent, but also participating every Sunday, going to church, which, by the way, missing church is a mortal sin. Again, not a well-known fact, also covered on my confession podcast. When you do that, it just starts to tie in. When you start going on Sundays, you kind of become part of the Catholic community. And if you're doing the deepening of faith during Lent, and you mix in giving up something, going to church on Sunday, those two things are phenomenal. That's a great step in the right direction. But let me add one more thing to that. It helps if you add something as well. And for me, it was adding the Stations of the Cross on a weekly basis. Maybe for you, it would be doing the Rosary once a week during Lent. My mom used to go to Mass every weekday morning during Lent. Add something that's going to add to your faith. It can be a simple thing. It can be reading the Bible for 10 minutes a night. It can be reading the Catholic Catechism for 10 minutes a night. It's just something simple, something that will help you grow in your faith during this 40-day period until Easter. I have a lot of evangelical friends, and we debate back and forth scripture, what different things mean, Catholic doctrine and dogma versus their biblical interpretation of everything. One of my friends asked me, you know, why do you guys do the ash thing on Wednesday? Why do you put ashes on your forehead? And I didn't have the answer for him, which made me think, well, you know what? An opportunity for me and for you during this Lenten season is if you'll email me your questions, I will do the research on them and broadcast the answers on a future podcast. One of the things I'm adding this Lent for myself personally, in addition to doing the Stations of the Cross on Fridays, I am going to be doing a weekly podcast, because I got the idea to do a podcast that Friday, 2 days after Ash Wednesday last year. I just felt such a relief, and I prayed and I said to Jesus, what can I do to share my experience with others and help them return to the faith? And I got to give credit to God, because I don't think I'm smart enough to come up with the idea. There it was in my head, do a podcast. I'd never done one before, had no idea how to do one. Just boom, there's the idea. Do a podcast. And the name Recovering Catholic was in there too. Again, not my idea, I don't think. I don't know. Anyway, how do you email me questions? RecoveringCatholic@hotmail.com. So RecoveringCatholic, all one word, no spaces, no underscores or anything like that, @hotmail.com. You email me the questions, I'll find the answers out and broadcast them on a future podcast. Thank you for listening, and until next week, God bless your day.